30 years. That's according to a new government report released today. This is USA Radio News.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129 or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruisenow.info.
TSA staffing levels have come into question as summer travel season begins. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The number of Americans flying for both business and pleasure has been steadily rising, and an assistant administrator of the TSA tells Congress the agency is actively preparing for what could be one of the busiest travel seasons ever.
TSA has conducted hiring events at hard-to-hire and high-volume airports, increased advertising and media outreach to recruit new hires, and improved the hiring and new employee training processes.
Assistant Administrator Darby LaJoy told by lawmakers at that Thursday hearing in the U.S. House that airport nightmares of recent summers must not be repeated. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ending days of speculation, Meghan Markle said today that her father will not be able to attend her wedding to Prince Harry due to health problems. Markle's father has been hospitalized in California after undergoing a procedure to clear blocked coronary arteries. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
In an increasingly demanding world, we've been told that we can do everything from maintaining friendships, devoting ourselves to work, spending time with family, staying fit, getting enough sleep. Randi Zuckerberg is an entrepreneur and author. She has a new book out titled You Can Have It All, Just Not Every Day. She explains why sometimes we try to do too much and then feel overwhelmed.
We have this culture of burnout. This is why people are so unhappy, they're multitasking, they're stressed, is because we do feel like there is this pressure to do everything every single day. I think it's much better, like you said, you can pick 3 different things every single day. You can pick 3 things today, you can pick a completely different 3 things tomorrow, but I think we all function much better, much happier, much more successful when we allow ourselves to be great at a few things and we remove the guilt about holding a few things off till tomorrow.
Zuckerberg also talks about how social media has played a role in what we do and what we're expected to do.
In some ways, it can be extremely helpful. In other ways, it can make us feel very insecure. You know, a lot of times I've been able to get great recommendations from people instantly on social media, on, you know, ideas, on kind of life hacks and things to make my life easier. On the other hand, it's also really easy to open up any of these sites and feel like everyone else has it all figured out, like everyone else's lives are perfect and yours isn't and you're inadequate.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Hunterdon High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and of course the award-winning Hunterdon Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show, and we're going to go a little old school. Start off the program. What do you mean by old school? We're going to do a little rip-off and scam stuff to start the program. We spend a lot of time here on the program covering rip-offs and scams. And I kind of got tired of it after a while. Kind of learned it wasn't getting me much of anywhere. But I still my email box gets filled. I have various different search criteria that I pump into my browser with certain keywords, and it sends stories to me from all over the country. And I used to go through those things faithfully. I mean, one after another after another. I don't anymore. Investment scam pops in, Wall Street fraud. I mean, there's so many of them. Annuity scam, annuity fraud, insurance fraud. And I sometimes take a look at a few of them here and there and discard them for the most part. There's nothing I can really do. There's too many. There's not enough time over the course of a day. I do 18 hours of radio a week for me to prep and read all of this stuff. So I don't find out about many of the ripoffs and scams that we've called. Not only here on the program, but people who've called us up and asked for our help or asked us for our advice. And I caught one this week. This was because it was a big story. It was a pretty decent sized story in the Wall Street Journal. And it was about private placements. Investments called private placements are among the fastest growing in finance, outpacing the public stock market. They are frequently populated by brokers with red flags in their record. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And again, we get tons of phone calls, tons of emails, questions. People are being pitched these private placements all over the country. We answer them all. We answer them all. Listeners out there that send me emails in regards to content, or you're giving me kudos, or you're hammering me, whatever reason it may be, sometimes I'm able to get back to your emails. But our first priority here on the program is obviously helping people out that are requesting help. You get it? If someone's out in the water and needs a lifeline, we've got to do that first rather than, discussing politics of the day. if you follow. Sometimes there's only so many hours in the day. And lots of people, they're being advertised in newspapers, they're being advertised on radio. These fake stock gurus that make up these profiles of themselves and give themselves these names and credentials, which they don't have, are pitching these things, and it's all over the country. The Wall Street Journal talks about a gentleman, a guy by the name of Ray Kay, who works as a financial advisor in Beverly Hills. He advertised on the radio a low-risk, high-income investment. Low-risk, high-income investment. Now, if you hear that phrase, low-risk, high-income investment, I want you to think of something. I want everybody to listen to me really closely right now. I want you to think of a unicorn or a griffin. Or, I don't know, some other mythological beast, the Hydra. Something that's just not real. Because there's no such thing as low-risk, high-income investment. Now, there's a couple things in the advertisement that he failed to mention, that he used to work under a different name and he was barred from the securities industry for running a fraud. But that's okay. That's okay, because he had his check and he paid the radio station and he got to run his little infomercial. I'll get into that in a little bit. The investment he was pitching was a private placement, and it turned out to be a Ponzi scheme. This private placement was something that I had gotten called on. People had asked us questions about. It was a real estate private placement that was in Southern California. They were promising people the sun, the moon, the stars, raising all sorts of money for this thing. And we spotted it. We spotted it, and the people who called us up that asked us about this, we told them, we said, listen, we see serious problems with this thing. We don't think you should touch this. Stay away. Stay away from this thing. And I'm here to tell you that nobody listened. The investment involved Woodbridge Group of Companies. It's a California-based firm that was raising money, much of which it said it would use for loans to a variety of commercial real estate ventures. You're hearing these things all the time. I hear them on radio here in New York all the time. Woodbridge lent mostly to the business owned by Woodbridge's owner, which is a Robert Shapiro. As it turned out, it's a Ponzi scheme. He spent a lot of the money on who? Himself. And again, we warned plenty of people. A lot of phone calls, people asking about this. That's why I spotted it in this article. I'm like, oh boy. The issue is that nobody listened. Nobody listened. You see, this is what I have to deal with all the time. Now, I used to get a lot more angry about the fact that people didn't listen to me. I did. It really used to bother me to a much greater degree. It still bothers me, but not like it used to. And I've taken to a lot of these Stoic philosophers in my reading, trying to give myself a little serenity in that, you know what, I can't do any more than I am. I can't. I take the time out. I explain to people why things are a scam, why they're a ripoff. They can listen and they cannot listen. I try as hard as I can. What am I supposed to do? Get on an airplane and fly out to wherever it may be and knock on the person's door and plead with them not to lose their money? Most of the people, this is my experience, most of the people that I consult or I help or I try to advise on this have made up their mind already. They've made up their mind already, and they are just looking for a little validation from me. And I'm here to tell you, more often than not, when I don't give it to them, they get angry with me. not angry where they're yelling, but you can hear it in the tone of their voice. They've already convinced themselves that they're going to put their money in the private placement, which, and I know they're going to lose. So there's really not much I can do about it. I wrote about this years ago, and my existence, and I compared myself to Sisyphus, who was the founder, obviously myth, a little bit of Greek mythology, founder and king of Corinth, who was sentenced to eternity because he was a crafty fellow. He scammed Hades. He scammed Hades twice. So he was sentenced to spend eternity in Hades pushing a rock up to the top of the hill. Only when he gets that rock to the top of the hill, it just rolls right back down on top of him all the way to bottom, and he has to do it again. I have accepted that this is my job, this is my fate. And believe me, okay, on the rare occasion, that we convince people not to do stupid stuff, it makes me happy. And I'm here to tell you, for the almost two decades I've been on the air, and even prior to that with my newsletter, I've yet to have a single person call me up, call my brothers up, and say, Markowski, hey, Markowski, you were wrong. That oil and gas deal, that MLP, that private placement, that advisor you told me was a con artist, I made a fortune. Not one time. Not one time. This is happening more and more. More and more. We dealt with the penny stock firms back, they're going back to the 1980s, into the 1990s, and all of the ripoffs and scams that were taking place there, and the cold callers calling you up on the phone. They're more sophisticated today. They spend money on advertisements. They run infomercials. They go out and they find promoters, little sales groups out there that get them really hot leads on things, and money is spread around all over the place. None of these people are licensed. One of the individuals involved in Woodbridge and getting them various different dupes was actually a makeup artist in the Villages in Florida. Now, I'm not making this up. No license, no experience, no nothing. But they could sell. Now, radio stations, and this, again, I'm being honest, and I'm going to tick off. I'm on some 200 stations, and I'm probably going to upset a lot of owners out there today, because you know what? They do it. Salesperson comes in and is like, I got one. I just made a sale. We just sold a half an hour worth of time. We just sold X amount of commercials. We just sold a new radio show, which turns out nothing to be nothing but a fly-by-night piece of garbage, but they got a couple bucks to rub together. So magically, they have a radio show, giving them some sort of credibility factor on air. Don't believe that. You understand? You need to do your homework. You need to do your homework in regards to all of these people, these radio shows that are out there. How long have they been on the air? Are they legitimate? Story here, George Sims Jr. out of Parker, Colorado, on the air, hearing a financial journalist named Jordan Goodman. You go to this guy's website. He calls himself America's Money Answers Man. No, he's a promoter, is what he is. He's a stock promoter. That's all. He's there to, or an investment promoter. And he was going out there and telling all of his peeps, all of his followers, all the people on air, and he's got this BS persona that he's built up, telling them that this is a great investment. This is fantastic. This is going to be great for you. It's not. It's not. Again, people, we are here to help. This is our job. It's what we do. Yeah, I don't like here, and it doesn't. I don't see what else doesn't happen often. Is people who we have warned coming back and didn't listen, coming back and saying I should have listened to you. It happens. It does. It does, and then we got to go about rebuilding people's portfolios. Most people are just embarrassed. They never want. You never hear from them again. Don't be another victim. People, I'm here to tell you, we're going to go over this today. I don't have any magic elixir. I'm not. You're never going to hear me on this program tell you I have some low risk, high return investment because it's not real. It's fake. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. Now, that's something that interests you, something that makes sense to you. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We also have our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Lauren, and this is my dog, Mr. Sparks. We're from Miami, Florida, and we love our Ring Video doorbell, mostly because over the past year, I've had a bunch of packages stolen. Those delivery guys expect us to be at home for 4 hours of the day just waiting. Like the other day, we were at the store, and I got a pop-up on my phone. I saw the delivery guy talk to him right from my doorbell. Here, listen.
Would you want me to leave it here or over by the plant, over on the side?
By the plant. So now I know my packages are safe. It's like I'm at home and the park at the same time, which is awesome for me and my dog, Mr. Sparks.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, and stories like this are exactly why I started Ring, to make our neighborhoods safer. Join Lauren, Mr. Sparks, and the millions of your neighbors who love Ring. So go to ring.com/America and receive a special offer on the Ring Video Doorbell. That's ring.com/America.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
This report is brought to you by General Mills. Today, 842 million, nearly 12% of the world's population, struggle with hunger, including 13 million kids and teens in America. There's a clear need to find solutions to feed more people today and for generations to come. In response, General Mills launched the General Mills Feeding Better Future Scholars Program, which asks young people to share their sustainable agriculture and hunger relief solutions for a chance to win $50,000. Now, General Mills is thrilled to announce this year's finalists. Braden Mannering launched Braised Brown Bags to deliver nutritious food and water to thousands of people in need. Jack Griffin created the Food Finder app to help families connect with free food assistance. Kate Inderlin used regenerative agriculture to improve the quality of soil in her community. Katie Stagliano founded Katie's Crops to empower kids across the country to grow fresh produce to fight hunger locally. Joy Awakim leveraged unused space, a landfill, to grow healthy produce. Vote for your favorite finalists at feedingbetterfutures.com.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, and we are taking care of business. Welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Was last weekend was, what, Buffett Palooza out there in Omaha? Warren Buffett having his annual little powwow chit-chat meeting. And CNBC's picking up, and they're actually putting out some of the various different tidbits and advice that he's given over the years. And, again, I want to remind all of our listeners here, I explained to people here on the program that the caricature of Warren Buffett is this nice little old man who drinks Cherry Coke and eats nothing but Dairy Queen ice cream and drives an Oldsmobile and lives in the same house that he had back in 1965. That's all well and good, but I've explained to you that Warren Buffett is also a shark. He is an investment shark. Now, does he give out unbelievable advice to investors? Many things that we talk about here on the program, we have talked about here on the program for years, he does, without a doubt. And he did put out some good points this past week. He was interviewed in a couple of different publications. And again, it doesn't get a lot of press because, again, it's the antithesis of what the powers that be want you to know. I got a kick out of this one. Buffett interview said he never, ever tries to time stocks. He says, I never have an opinion about the market. Now, he's sounding a lot like us here at Markowski Investments, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. How often have we talked about this very thing? But it reminded me of something. Again, it took me back. I fired up the flux capacitor, took the DeLorean back in time to when I was 21 years old. And I'm first working on Wall Street, and I have the sales manager come over, and we're what they call dialing for dollars. We're calling Dun & Bradstreet's. We're calling people up, trying to get business owners on the line, and the Ivy League sales manager and brokers that were above us telling us what to say. And it popped into my mind. I remember it was like a sales bit. And they said, you tell those people, you tell that guy, you tell that CEO that our firm is the best at pricing and timing. It is our job. We pride ourselves at guiding you into the market at the right time and taking you out. And they tell you, say it with conviction. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I believed it. Oh, yeah. Trust me. I was a kid with first job. I believed everything that these guys told me. They were successful. They had the Ivy League degrees on the wall. And it took me, about 2 years. 2 years to finally get it. Finally realize that they were all full of crap. They were all nothing but a bunch of liars. And listen, I caught on, I think, pretty quick. Pretty quick. Again, I'm not from the New York City area. I didn't have the street smarts that the other ones did. So I thought I caught on pretty fast. But yeah, it's all BS. Buffett's right. He's 110% right. Nobody out there can tell you what the market is going to do today, tomorrow, next week, next month. Nobody. And if somebody does tell you, and they're right, they got lucky. They got lucky. That's it. There's no skill involved. Do you understand? It's not possible. Markets are strange things, and they can perform. They can perform in odd ways that you don't even understand. I'm gonna give you some examples of what we've called here on the program. We knew that the real estate market was going to collapse. Knew it was going to collapse in 2006. I knew Enron was going to collapse in 1999. Did it collapse right then and there? No. Did it eventually? Yeah, it did. Anyway, a little bit more on this and the BS in pricing and timing when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Breaking with the House, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence yesterday endorsed a U.S. intelligence finding that Russia secretly tried to interfere in the 2016 election to boost Donald Trump and hurt Hillary Clinton, calling the accusations of Russian meddling, quote, accurate and on point. Republican Senator Marco Rubio says, though, it's not always uncommon for the Russians to try to interfere in our elections.
Not entirely unprecedented. Russia has meddled in other elections and propaganda isn't new, but they went to a new level last year, primarily to sow instability and chaos in our society. But ultimately, they may have grown into a preference for the president. That doesn't mean that it's the reason why he won.
Birth rates in the United States declined last year for women in their teens, 20s, and surprisingly their 30s, leading to the fewest babies in 30 years. That's according to a new government report released today. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success.
If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. I often talk about this here on the program. Value. Intrinsic value. What is something actually worth? What is it worth? What is that business worth? What is that piece of real estate worth? Now, I took a look at Enron, and I didn't get it. I didn't understand its books. I didn't understand the businesses that it was in, and I thought it was extraordinarily overvalued. And we warned everybody about it. And I was, quote-unquote, wrong for about a year until the thing collapsed. So was I wrong or no, my pricing and timing was off? It wasn't a matter of if, it was just a matter of when. And that's all you need to understand. 2005, 2006, I'm taking a look at real estate in Southwest Florida that is doubling. Single family homes doubling in price in a year. And I'm saying to myself, well, you know, there's still a lot of land here in Florida that they can keep building. Why are these houses getting so expensive? This is not real. This is going to eventually collapse. Which it did. It's not a matter of if. It's just a matter of when. This is why you need to be patient. When it comes to pricing and timing, it's where people do really silly, silly things. They think they know. They think they know. They think they know what's going to happen next with the market. For example, if you're smart and you're paying yourself every single month, you're putting away money every single month, or maybe every week, maybe it comes out of your paycheck, and you see that the markets are extraordinarily volatile, and things are going down, and you say, you know, I better hold off. I'm going to hold off. Markets are going down. It's not a really good time to invest. It isn't? How do you know? How do you know? You don't. You don't know when the market is going to turn. You have no idea. So why bother? This is the importance of dollar cost averaging, one of the things we try to teach people here on the program. How many people were running for the hills in late 2008, 2009? Did I do anything different for my clients? Did I do anything different for myself, my family? Over that period of time? No. I didn't know. I didn't know the market was going to hit rock bottom, what, late February, early March of 2009, and start turning around slowly but surely. I didn't. What I did know is that it would. I knew it would. So again, why even bother trying to participate in a complete exercise in futility, which is what many, many people do. Anyway, so many other things that they're pointing out in regards to Warren Buffett, which, again, very similar to Murkowski Investments' rules of the road. One of the things that Buffett points out when it comes to investing is having your circle of competence, meaning that you understand certain things. You don't understand everything. Smart person understands that they don't know what they don't know, right? You understand that. And you look at companies that are within your area of expertise. And this helps you avoid very big mistakes. I want to know, when I'm taking a look at a company, I want to know how a business makes money. I want to know how that company is going to be, no, it's an overused word except for different reasons, sustainable over time. And if it, even if it is, if it's a more of a startup type of operation, when are they going to get to that point in time when they're in the black? When are they going to be there? And what's the valuation? How much more, how much money are they going to need before they are going to get there? These are things you need to look at. Anyway, we're going to get into a couple more, actually, when we get back. This stuff is kind of interesting in regards to actually how you think about your portfolio, how you think about stocks in general. And most people don't. Most people think of them as stocks. We don't. We think of them as businesses. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We shall return. Well, I
was rolling down the road in some cold... Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized. More alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
Mike Hewitt here. These decisions are ours. We decide. The pacifism of Neville Chamberlain because it worked so well, or the decisive action of Winston Churchill because it actually worked. The apologist Obama who couldn't get an Iranian treaty passed in Congress, but he could hope for better optics with a $1.7 billion ransom, Iranian bribe deal, absent of any earnest verification process. That or Trump employing the tenets of trust but verify and peace through strength. Yes, the comparison is exacting, and history tells us the ending of both these two strategies. Which path won World War II, brought down the Iron Curtain, and provides the greatest likelihood of continued safety for the United States and its territories in a world filled with global threats? Yes, we decide. We decide with our votes. Be smart about it. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
It's interesting. Most people don't realize this, but Warren Buffett was a really, really bad investor. Really bad investor until he read The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham. And basically what it taught him, and I've read it a couple times. It's not the most exciting read in the world, but there's a lot of great stuff in there. But Buffett mentioned this is years and years and years ago, how it got him to think about a stock as a part of a business. And once you get your brain understanding, getting your arms around the fact that you're buying a company, you're buying a business, you're not buying a chart. You stop thinking about stock splits or whether or not the dividend is going to be increased. But instead, you think about it as a business. When you do that, you then become an investor, not a trader. You're not distracted by stock price movements. It doesn't worry you at all. You know what you own. You know that these movements are temporary. They always are. They change every day. They change every day. Where are they going to be 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now? That's what's important. Another thing that he points out, and I like as well, is safety. Margin of safety. I'm a very conservative guy by nature. And it's kind of funny. My wife, for instance, if something costs $130, my wife will say it's $100. I'll say it's $200. You follow me? I'm always rounding to what makes it more expensive, or it's my conservative nature. Above it, years ago, he made a point about this. It's actually going back to 1996. He talks about margin of safety, which means don't try and drive a 9,800-pound truck over a bridge that says it's got a capacity of 10,000 pounds. Go down the road a little bit and find one that says capacity 15,000 pounds. In essence, better be safe than sorry. Now, Murkowski investments are rules of the road. We also talk about money, compounding, the royal road to riches, and utilizing the best safe yields you can find. Now, safe yields oftentimes come from what? Fundamentally sound, high-quality companies that are profitable. The other one, and this alludes to Buffett's safety recommendation. Don't lose money. Just don't do it. Don't speculate on the latest fads, the latest trends. Don't buy into get-rich-quick scheme. When you hear that thing on the radio about the low-risk, high-return investment, you should be laughing at it, is what you should be doing. You need to invest like somebody who is already wealthy. Wealthy people, they're already wealthy. They're not in any rush to get there, meaning they don't make stupid mistakes. And of course, buy assets on sale. Look for value. Look for the fundamentals. Understand, oh, gee whiz, what is the price range? What are the prospects of this company? Boy, that's a pretty good business. I'm sure that'll be valuable down the road. Buy it on sale and go. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Don't bring me down. Welcome back. Oh, by the way, you talk about being diversified, owning high-quality companies. Simple index fund invested back in 1942. $10,000 back in 1942. Since that point in time, we've seen 14 presidents, a world war, 9/11, Cuban Missile Crisis, and then some. You'd have $51 million today. $51 million today. Reinvesting dividends all the way through. It works every time. Every time. Anyway, got to get into some more ripoffs and scams here. Here's another example. Another example of a guarantee. You know, when I hear guaranteed and guaranteed this and guaranteed that when it comes with investments, I instantly think of Chris Farley and Tommy Boy. Yes, remember the scene in Tommy Boy, and I was a fan of that movie. Chris Farley was comedic genius. He's trying to sell brake pads. Trying to save his dad's company. And his father died, and trying to keep everybody back at work, and he's out there on the road selling brake pads. And the one auto parts store out there tells him that his competitor puts a guarantee on the box. And people like guarantees. You got to put a guarantee on the box. And he points out that he could, and he's used different words, he could defecate in a box and then put a guarantee on the side of the box, and then all you would get is a guaranteed box of crap. But anyway, that you see a lot of that in Wall Street sales pitches, especially from crooks. Guaranteed. And guaranteed income and guaranteed that. Here was this Edward Jones broker. And I found this interesting. He was an Edward Jones broker who had just passed his license. I thought Edward Jones brokers were independents and people that like left Merrill Lynch and decided to go off on their own. They're now hiring kids that just passed their test. Are you kidding me? Yeah, he had a Facebook marketing website that asserted that he was one of Illinois' top retirement strategists. And he had a strategy that was designed to provide you with a guaranteed income for life. Yeah. Just got his license. Doesn't really know much of anything. Again, he got nailed for that. And I don't know why Edward Jones would. Maybe he was doing commissions. Maybe that's why Edward Jones let him get away from it. Anyway, I saw this story. I got to bring it up. There was a. This is true. This is to show you the culture. This is good for people to understand the culture. They had an on-call drug service. On-call drug service for Wall Street was busted. That's right. The cocaine delivery service for downtown New York. No, I'm not kidding. Yep, a crew of at least 16 people smuggling coke, heroin, and fentanyl from Florida to New York, where they just sold it to Wall Street execs. Anyway, yeah, yeah. Seen that happen. Yep, was there. And again, it's funny. Some of the places that I could see them actually using a lot of this stuff are still out there. FINRA just, once again, shut down another penny stock firm out there where brokers are hiring cold callers off the books, having them give up. They're talking off scripts there. Just, again, Wolf on Wall Street type of stuff. Unapproved scripts, making stuff up. Just saying whatever you want. Go nuts. Just say whatever you want. I mean, some of the stuff they were saying was that the firm that they were working for was a former trading division of Fidelity Investments. Oh, you can go on and on and on. You could tell people in the line that you're royalty, that you're going to be going to the royal wedding that's coming up soon, that you were at the Met Gala this past week. Happens all the time. Are you really going to believe these people? Honestly? Anyway, SEC found another three brokers putting their clients into unsuitable investments involving frequently traded stocks that racked up commissions for them but left their clients with losses. Yes, another penny stock firm in downtown New York. The old Churnham and Burnham. People, please pay attention to who you're doing business with. But then again, these are little penny stock firms you've never heard of. But also the big ones will rip people off too. Here we go. Morgan Stanley Advisors using client cash, no joke, to fund a wind farm. That's right, a wind farm. Taking clients' assets and putting it into a wind farm project that they were involved with. And how long is it going to take before some lib comes out of the woodwork thing? They're just trying to do the right thing for the environment. Don't come down hard. They're just nice brokers. They're trying to make the world a better place. And if you think about it, you know, basically Barack Obama did the same thing to the entire country, did he not? Hey, yeah, we'll take your tax dollars and we're going to put it into Solyndra and all of these green companies. And it's gone. Really, what's the difference if you really think about it? Nothing. Nothing. Again, this gets back into understanding what is being advertised on the radio. The firm behind the Money Guys commercials just barred from the investment advice industry. Yeah, there's another one out there. The Money Guys. America's financial answer man. Yeah. They'll all be gone after they rip people off. And again, we'll still be here fighting for you. That's what we do. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Get there. Take advantage of all the help that we have to offer. Consultations with our certified financial planners, account repair kits, you name it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You know,
USA Radio News.
Today, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro are set to sit down and meet with China as they continue their 2 days of high-level meetings in Washington regarding trade. The president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, said these guys are the right people for the job and we're going to get something accomplished here.
Most important thing is we're back this week, today and tomorrow. Vice Premier Liu He is going to be leading the Chinese delegation. He's the top dog. He's going to be bringing the varsity A team with him, the ones we met a few weeks ago in Beijing. We also expect that they may well have a proposal for us.
Today at the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders was asked about the meeting and status of the meeting between President Donald Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
We're continuing to move forward with the preparations at this point.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no